You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, when people with opioid addictions end up in jail, the withdrawal symptoms they experience can be intense and challenging for corrections staff. A reporter takes us inside jails in Outagamie County for a firsthand look at a growing problem. First, the seeds of adventure can be planted at a young age. Our next guest says when he was a kid, reading books that made the earth feel more vast, mysterious, and magical were one of the most thrilling experiences in the world. Now, a new book aims to introduce kids to some of those mystical places, like the Svalbard Global Seed Vault in Norway, the fireflies of the Great Smoky Mountains, and India's Skeleton Lake. Dylan Thuris is the co-founder of Atlas Obscura. He's also the co-author of the new book, The Atlas Obscura Explorer's Guide for the World's Most Adventurous Kid, which hit the shelves today. He joins us from Milwaukee, where he's giving a presentation tonight on the book. Details on that coming up. Dylan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Tell us more about your childhood and what inspired you to love cool and weird places around the world.
A couple of different things. Like you said, there were certain books that I remember poring over in the library. There's a series, a Time Life series called The Mysteries of the Unknown.
Yeah.
And it covered, it's a pretty, they had these ads that said, read the book. And those were a little bit before my time, but I ended up finding those books anyway. And they had things about, ancient cults and hidden temples, and some of it was a little questionable, but it was fascinating. And then the other thing that really inspired me is taking road trips around the Midwest with my parents. I grew up in Minneapolis, so we would do these trips to South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, and stop at places like Wald Drug or the Corn Palace or House on the Rock here in Spring Green, Wisconsin, which I still cite as maybe my Atlas Obscura place, the one that as a 12-year-old I could not believe what my eyes were seeing. And so those are two things that sort of started me down this path of weirdness.
Well, I love this message that you and your co-author open with. Dear adventurer, we are about to tell you one of the greatest secrets of exploring. Are you ready? Here it is. You are already somewhere amazing. Talk about that philosophy a little.
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is we have this idea that the world's wonders are somewhere else. They're far away. They're in Peru or Australia. But every place is someone's backyard. And so, wherever you are, there's probably something close at hand that would shock and amaze people from elsewhere. And it's easy to start overlooking them. If you walk by something every day, you might not think it's that amazing. But like I said, the House on the Rock is maybe one of the strangest places in America, and it's not too far from Milwaukee. And right here in Milwaukee, you have a library of maps and globes. It's one of the greatest map and globe libraries in the world. And so there's a lot. Wherever you look, it's more about adjusting your perspective to being one of curiosity, questioning, and seeing the wonder that's right in front of your own eyes.
Yeah, you write for adults and for kids with Atlas Obscura. How can we jaded grown-ups recapture that sense of wonder and then hopefully pass it on to the next generation?
I think, like I said, it's not about going far away. A lot of it is just about going out with your kids and expressing your own sense of questioning, of not knowing. It's okay to not know the answers, but it's what's more important is being willing to ask questions. Why is that thing that way? How did it get that way? How old is it? Where did it come from? And knowing that even a trip on sort of back roads in your own state, visiting weird little museums and outsider art projects, can be an absolutely transportive experience for a young person. And so that's really being curious and open to new experiences yourself as a parent, I think, is the way you teach your children that.
We're talking to Dylan Thuris, co-author with Rosemary Mosco of The Atlas Obscura Explorer's Guide for the World's Most Adventurous Kid. He is speaking at Greenfield Public Library, by the way, tonight at 6:30. Register for that. It's free, but you have to register at greenfieldlibrary.org. Well, let's hit the road now and take us to some of the cool places in the book. You start us off in Iceland with, I think it was a volcano you open up with.
That's right. There's a volcano, and I'm going to butcher this pronunciation because Icelandic is tough, but I'll give it a try. It's the Þrinnakagagr volcano, And you can go inside of this volcano. You can take an elevator basically down in and see what the interior space of a cooled volcano looks like. And it's enormous in there. You could fit the Statue of Liberty inside of it with plenty of room. And so that's one place. And then the way the book works is that we choose two places in a country. So that was one. And the next one is the blue whale migration. We happen to be living at the moment when the largest creature that has ever existed is alive and swimming on this planet. So the fact that you can go and actually see these unbelievable creatures just feels like that's a wonder that it's easy to forget that is kind of an incredible, unbelievable thing. These are the largest creatures that have ever existed. And so then you go from there, we try and bring you to another place in the world around a theme. So the theme there is massive migration. So you're then in Zambia learning about the fruit bats, which undertake this enormous, enormous migratory path, and millions of them. And these things are, you know, the size of your arms outstretched practically. They're one of the largest bats that exists. They go flying through the night sky, so you can watch these incredible, incredible creatures in Zambia. So that's how the book works. It sort of hopscotches all over the world connected by interesting themes.
And the idea here isn't, hey, kid, these are places you should try to check them all off your list during your life, but they're things that might inspire them to check out cool things around them or wherever they go.
That's exactly right. This is not a practical journey. I mean, very shortly after this, you're from Zambia into Antarctica, and we include places like Snake Island off the coast of Brazil, where A, it's full of snakes, and B, you can't even go there without the permission of the Brazilian Navy. So what this really is a journey of the imagination, of discovery, of wonder. And the idea is that hopefully kids and parents come away with more questions and a sense that the world is maybe a little bigger, a little stranger, a little more wondrous than they realized. So that's the idea.
And your definition of a cool thing isn't just the main tourist sites around the world. One I'm looking at right now, a city in Malta. That it's not a city. It's actually an abandoned film set for the live-action Popeye movie.
Yeah, so, you know, occasionally someone goes and builds some incredibly elaborate film set, and then what do they do when they're done filming? Well, in Malta, they just left it behind. They said, okay, we're just abandon this here. But the locals said, you know what, we've got a better plan. And so they have turned it into their own theme park. They've taken over the abandoned film set. And there's a few that, you know, we have another example of a film set that is been left sort of slowly being swallowed by the desert in Morocco. So these are places where some aspect of them is maybe a little bit unexpected or surprising.
Now, you are, I understand, a parent yourself now. When you're on that road trip with your own kids, what do you do? Give us at a practical level, how do we try to find that cool thing that, again, isn't necessarily in the tourist book?
Well, my children are only 16 months old and 3.5 years old.
Oh, so okay. They go where you take them.
So calibrating them to the idea of the road trip. But we have done some travel with our son. And, you know, what's fun is just being able to kind of see the world through their eyes. So maybe what they're interested in isn't the thing that you think is interesting because they don't have the context for the history and all of this, but they'll engage with a place very deeply. I mean, children engage with actually very small details incredibly, beautifully. And so sort of actually putting yourself in their perspective and their eyes and actually slowing down and not trying to cover a million things in a day, but maybe just sit in a park and really appreciate the place you're in is that's a nice gift that they've given me as a traveler. So I don't have to do, my natural instinct is to try and do 900 things in a day. And then sometimes it's okay to do one very slowly.
Me too. And this is something that you don't have to be on a road trip to do, right? This is something you could try out in your backyard or the park across the neighborhood.
That's exactly right. And you know, little trips are big trips for kids. So it's something an hour away can be just as memorable as something, you know, 20-hour flight away.
Now, Dylan, I got to ask, you're in Wisconsin on book tour now. When you're doing something like a book tour, do you build in some time to sneak off and try to find new or old favorite Atlas Obscura types of sites?
I try, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. You know what, though? Here's a good example. I flew in last night, I was leaving the airport, and I was walking out. I saw a little sign that said museum, and I thought, what is this? And in the airport, there's a tiny little flight museum that actually has all this great stuff. There's a little display about Milwaukee and space, about these trips where they took all kinds of different experiments into space, and a great little miniature capsule. So I took some photos of that and made a few notes. And that's sort of what I'm talking about. Being willing to slightly deviate, even if it's just half an hour extra at the airport, sometimes it's enough to find a really great, interesting story.
That's great, and I've flown in and out of Mitchell, and I didn't know that museum was there. That's a fantastic one. And I understand you just talked to a bunch of sixth graders today. Leave us with your message for them, Dylan.
So I had a few things that I wanted them to come away with. One, you have to be responsible when you're a traveler. It's not about consuming the world and marking everything off your bucket list. It's more about engaging deeply with the places. And sometimes that means it's wonderful to know about them, but you don't actually have to go there. It's better to appreciate it and try and conserve and preserve it from afar. And then secondly, it's up to us to see the wonder that is right in front of our eyes. And luckily, because they're young, it's easy for them. So they just have to turn to their parents and say, look at this thing. Isn't it actually amazing? And hopefully their parents will take a moment and realize that it is amazing.
It's a good place to leave it, Dylan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Dylan Thuris, co-founder of Atlas Obscura. His new book is, he's the co-author of The Atlas Obscura Explorer's Guide for the World's Most Adventurous Kid. He's talking tonight at the Greenfield Public Library at 6:30. More info at greenfieldlibrary.org.